In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3 hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
But all right, y'all. All across the USC, Compton, Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer county. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Still.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
Welcome to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Black Effect Podcast Network. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit the purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment.
Yeah, you know what it is, another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles. Got your boy G in the building. I'm with the homeboy.
Big Steel in the house. Man, you really missed it in the ATL this weekend. It was going down.
It was cracking.
Yeah, it was super cracking. The funny thing is, man, every motherfucker that talked to me was like, where A at? Where A at? I guess they just think we hanging out in the motherfucking in a room somewhere, just cracking off the show every week.
Nah, I had work to do, man. I mean, not like that. This ain't work, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I still gotta hit that road, man, and do performances and stuff like that. You know, that's what comes with being, you know, still trying to be an artist. I ain't gonna say still trying to be an artist.
Still an artist.
I think I done paid enough dues around here. I can claim to be an official artist. You know what I'm saying? Okay, some people's sure. Trying to be artists or whatever. But, yeah, sometimes you still got to go do the first job. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, I would say after almost 30 years and over 20 million records sold, you definitely qualify as a motherfucking artist.
A little bit. We still working, man, so it is what it is.
I saw some shit, man, this morning that actually came, man, from our videographer, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He had sent me some stuff that kind of bothered me, man. It was talking about the Lil' Cat King Von, you know, that ran with Lil' Durk.
Mm.
And it pretty much painted him in the light as a serial killer, right? You know, said he was a serial killer, and I know King Von's mama got kind of hot at that. His mama didn't like that, and she had wanted it took down. But, you know, in looking at it, man, I said, okay, it was shot pretty well, fairly well, man. It was produced pretty good. But the whole thing about it is they called that young nigga a serial killer, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And what qualified him to me, he was more of a casualty of war. You know, when these guys and these kids come up in these neighborhoods, man.
Right.
And they held down by certain things, you know, they held down by certain factions. And, you know, I would say, man, Chicago is probably definitely one of the spots in the country that's more as bad as L.A. or maybe worse in some ways with the gangbanging shit, you know?
Yeah, my people from Chi-Town got their fair share of underground heroes, so to speak. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to call him a serial killer or, like you said, casualties of war, what we get caught up in as youths trying to represent the neighborhood. I mean, shit, there's niggas who sell, you know, niggas who heavy with the sack. There's dudes who are just affiliated. There's shooters. So everybody, you know, and once again, I never try to glorify the situation of growing up in the hood because you become a product of your environment. Some of us can make it out. Some of us, it just, you know, hood took you under, man. You know, feel me? But I don't know if we call niggas serial killers, you know what I'm saying? Because the young homies or there were certain dudes from the neighborhood who put in much work. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Wasn't like my people was just out killing random motherfuckers, you know. He wasn't out targeting, you know, females and raping and strangling them or, you know, breaking in people's homes and axing them up or overkilling or whatever, you know. My dude was I'm a turf baby.
Again,
and
I think he was just a casualty of war, bro.
I'm a turf baby, and I'm going to be more maybe than some others are when it comes to representing the turf. And I'm going to really go all out for the turf. And like you said, sometimes that's casualties of war because, you know, you damn sure going to protect your neck. You get me?
He was just with it because after every last one of his homeboys got hit, he would be right back out there. And what makes it so cold with these little niggas today, they out there posting it, dog. They out there on their Twitter and known.
Social media is a motherfucker, you know, right about now, you know, content and clicks and, you know, it's a way of promoting your click, yourself, your hood, whatever. So, you know, it was different from some of us back in the days. You know, we didn't have social media shit, you know. We banged by hitting up on niggas' walls and going to places and tagging and shit like that. Shit, now all the days, all you got to do is turn on your camera and a million motherfuckers will see, you know, your block and where you from and whatever. So a lot of niggas, you know, put that on social media because I don't know if it's to, you know, glorify this is where we from, but shit, we know the enemies is watching, so we want to let them know. You get me?
Hell yeah. And you know, one of the things that was funny, man, and it wasn't funny. I don't mean funny, but I saw them after they killed one of their ops, man. They hitting the weed. They talking about, like, yeah, let's say the nigga they hit up, the name was Dulo. They'd be like, yeah, we smoking on that Dulo pack today.
Yeah, that's their thing. The young, like you said, we ain't going to say it's funny, but that's their thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the days, niggas would cross you out. You know what I'm saying? Or put that K next to your name or your neighborhood or, you know. I don't know if back in my day, if it was so blatant, you know what I'm saying, to go, you know, we you know, because we wanted to, niggas wanted to be more quiet on the set with it.
Yeah, for real. Me? You know, ain't nobody trying to go do life in prison.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It, going to jail forever.
It was different for, you know, the back in the days times. Now it's like, hey, we smoking on that pack, man, and you know, shit, we might even go to the studio and do a song and name and talk about the nigga who we just smoked. So different times, man. Same situations though, you know.
Yeah.
Oppression and fucked up in the neighborhoods and, you know, dudes trying to uplift they blocks and whatever, you know. Gotta figure out a different way, you know what I'm saying? It could be basketball tournaments or football tournaments or some we got to learn how to, you know, get that aggression out.
And they chasing that hood fame, man, because apparently, man, like, they named blocks after you. Like, you know, they named O Block. Named after one of they fallen homeboys, they fallen comrades. So they, you know, dubbed the block as O Block, this O Block now. So I guess, you know, King Von was starting to make a name in the rap game, man. You know, Dirk had put him on, and he just still loved them streets, dog. So for one of these cats, and I'm not prejudiced at all, dog. I love everybody, dog. But we got to stop letting these white folks just come in and just disrespect motherfuckers, dog. You know, call that man a serial killer.
I mean, you know, they...
But it's always, when do we go see the videos about them? I don't see them making videos about uplifting some of the powerful black people in our race, you know what I mean? So some of the powerful individuals that come from our race, man, it's always on some negative, super negative shit, dog. All the time.
Because negativity sells shit. Controversy and negativity and just bullshit attracts more attention than positive shit. You get me? Motherfuckers don't want to see about a motherfucker cutting open a ribbon, opening up a motherfucking center for children and shit like that. No, motherfuckers want to see somebody getting their ass whooped or two bitches pulling each other hair and fighting and going crazy or niggas smoking each other or shit like that. We as a people, we thrive off of the other motherfuckers' downfall for some reason instead of trying to uplift, you know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate.
That's real shit, dog. You know, I remember one time, rest in peace, the homie Big Psych, me and him was on a flight to Dubai, man. You know, you up in that motherfucker for hours, right? And then you got like an 8-hour layover in England, right? So we in London at the airport, me and him was talking, and I'm reading some of the, you know, the hip-hop press, right? And they saying that Lil Wayne is probably the most popular rapper of all time at that time, right? And they were saying he could possibly be as big as Tupac, right? And, I was like, man, no way Lil Wayne could ever be compared to Pac. And Psych said, man, I don't know if that motherfucker dies still, he might.
Mm.
And I said, that's deep, man. You more infamous than when you dead, man. You more famous. You become almost immortal. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, in our line of work, yeah. I mean, people glorify the, you know, we love to see, you know, the backwards pattern for some reason. You know,
that's crazy, dog.
Motherfucker
gotta die.
You know, instead of declaring while somebody's alive that, you know, he's the greatest in some people's eyes and what they feel, you know, it always takes some unfortunate incident to where now we gonna recognize this person as being, you know, the greatest or he was up there or whatever. You get me? Some motherfuckers put in work their whole lives and shit.
That's crazy.
Just to get recognition. But that's why I say, I don't give a fuck. no recognition, man.
Why is niggas so focused on the dumb shit? Like, you know what I looked at, man? Us as black people, man, we got a lot of shit we need to get together, dog. Like, I keep looking at us like we keep supporting the Democratic Party, right? For example. They don't do shit for us. They promise the same shit every year, dog, but don't nothing ever happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without us, the last three motherfuckers that ran for office wouldn't even got to go on to the general election. You know, Hillary Clinton, she lost this bozo we got in there right now. And, oh, boy, the only one that had a good approval rating was Barack Obama, right? And I really don't know what he did.
I don't like to deal with fucking politics, man, because I don't know, as long as I can remember, whatever this shit is, going back to, I don't know, from the time I was born and fucking Jimmy Carter, fucking Ronald Reagan to fucking Obama to Trump to Biden to whoever. You as an average motherfucker, I mean, especially neighborhood motherfuckers, you know. Niggas don't be feeling that shit does anything for the common motherfucker, the regular motherfucker, you know. It might help a upper class motherfucker with some taxes or, you know, the rich, you know, be able to do certain shit or motherfuckers with policies. But to a nigga who waking up every morning, got to feed three or four kids and come up with the hustle and, you know, struggling, you know, I go vote and put whoever in office, but at the end of the day, is it even benefiting? You know, I still got to get up every fucking morning and go to work and punch the clock or still try to come up with some means of getting extra finances, which I can't get. Motherfuckers won't give me no loan. I can't get ahead. You know, I'm still in that motherfucking credit score bracket where, you know, I'm riding the edge and shit like that. So, you know, what's benefiting me if I put, you know, Bill, Steve, or Ken in the White House? You know, what is a motherfucker finna walk up to my door in the neighborhood and help my struggle? You know what I'm saying? Come on in this motherfucker. You see me. You see perpetrators. You know, they go around. They film the little, you know, oh, we gonna meet this person and her son or his son, they died. No, nigga, I'm a regular motherfucker who get up every morning, go to work, and I done seen 15 of you niggas go in the office and come out, and ain't a goddamn thing happened to me living in South Central, Watts, Compton, or wherever the fuck you from. Ain't nothing happened to me. I've been here for 20 years, and ain't a goddamn thing changed. So, I mean, politics really, you know, whatever it stands for, it really got a benefit the common motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
No, somebody, I need to run for office. Maybe I should start with being, try to be the mayor of Compton. Compton and shit, I at least try to fix all the potholes first, you know what I'm saying?
One of the questions I was going to ask, man, because I know they said it's a shift right now, more of the younger Latinos are starting to vote Republican. Surprisingly, that's what I heard. We can't answer that, man, but maybe the guest we got today can help shed some light on that and a whole bunch of other stuff. We ain't no political show, so that's not our platform. We ain't about to go up and talk about no bunch of politics, but we got Royal T to just pop by.
Oh, man.
Man, what's going on with you, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's...
Pull your mic by you so the people can hear you, dog.
I didn't want to get that much into politics because everyone got an opinion and it becomes a crazy thing, but I heard some crazy stuff. I've never seen... Now, I was listening to what he said, and it's right. But there has been some changes. Like, I'll tell you something that Trump did. He did a lot of good and bad. He did something for the music business and got us 5% more. That's why we've been getting raises on. They actually been starting to pay more in the digital. He actually signed that bill. I saw that. Then you got Biden. I seen the worst thing ever yesterday. You know, they've been trafficking all these kids coming across, letting them come through, losing them. Mm-hmm. They're not losing them. They know who they're selling them to. They found a little 8-year-old girl yesterday. She had 67 different DNAs in her.
Wow. So that means it's a bunch of dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she couldn't talk because she was screaming for so many days while they were raping her that she had no more voice.
Damn. So you think they So you believe that they got a hand in these little kids getting kidnapped and sold and shit?
Of course they do. Mm. That wall was getting built, and I could go on and on for my people in Mexico. You got to remember, man, there's dudes that come, you know, Mexico, we got more gold, more oil, harder working people, as they'll say, family-oriented people, but they'll leave their kids to come be a janitor here and send half their money back home and live with 10 dudes here just to pay a little bit of rent and send their money back. So
just to take care of their families.
That's how it tells you how bad the government in Mexico is. So when I saw that wall getting built, people were complaining about the wall. I wasn't. I saw that wall as it's time to stand the fuck up and get up and fight against the government. You know, there's no gun rights in Mexico. The cartel got guns. The cops got guns. But regular people just have rocks. That's why you always hear about them throwing rocks over there. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of. But, and then we'll get 20 different Mexicans on your comments. They'll be going crazy.
You can't have guns over there, can you?
No.
It's against the, yeah, you have to go through a gang of shit.
Yeah, that's why
to have to get a pistol over there. Yeah. I seen that on some kind of documentary or something.
People like, think there's a lot of guns over there. There is, but that's just the cartel and the connected people.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Police, the cartels, but as a regular citizen,
you can't.
They won't even let you. You have to go through an extreme amount of scrutinizing to be able to own like a little, like, 38 or some shit like that.
Anything.
Yeah.
So it's but you get a lot of people that'll start going crazy. So there's no win in the conversation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to get people hot rolling around. But what's going on right now, it's the worst I've ever seen in the world. People forget Germany was conquered. Rome was conquered. And right now, the way it's going right now, hey, we could be conquered. United States got a lot of bad karma from taking my people's land, from bringing people here, all kind of nonsense. So one day we can't be conquered. Power shows everything.
Well, you know what, though?
It's showing weakness.
If you look at it on a global scale, A, it's almost like gangbanging, so to speak, right? Right now, you got a bunch of people realizing that by themselves, America might be a little too strong for them to take on. But now if we click up with China, maybe, and we click up with Afghanistan and some motherfuckers that don't like them motherfuckers. Like, you ever see how the small hood sometimes get together to go against a common enemy?
Yeah, niggas click up.
It's going down right now on a global scale, because what America has been doing for a long time, we've been using our currency and our, you know, goods and us being the biggest fucking spot on the planet. Well, shit, if you don't do what we say, we go cut you off. You can't sell no more shit over here. Or we go cut aid off to this motherfucker. Now motherfuckers is saying, we're going to make our own currency, and we're not going to take y'all shit no more. Now, how you like that?
Well, we should have grabbed some balls and make some changes. Yesterday, I seen 18 more countries just joined up with Russia and Brazil and China, talking about they want to be down with them, not with us. So that's what we don't understand. That's the dumbness of the United States right now. You know what I mean? They want to take over everything, man. We should be making our own oil, our own stuff, and this dude is just sleeping.
I'm gonna tell you now, we don't have some.
Yeah,
bad
but problem. When do? Now, this is a question that I'm asking, because what I've seen over of what has been shown and what policies are. When do presidents even make decisions to do shit?
He actually made decisions, and when he first got in office, the presidents can make a decision where no one can, you know, they signed that, what do they call that?
Yeah, but is he not being influenced by all the other motherfuckers?
Yeah, the executive order.
He was doing all those signings, hundreds of them.
Yeah.
So you feel like nobody is telling him,
I'm pretty sure motherfuckers
When do a president really just...
Oh, he's got the team.
Exactly. When do a motherfucker just really like...
Administration.
This is my... I don't give a fuck what your shit is or your shit is or your shit is. I'm finna do what the fuck I want to do. When has that ever happened? When? Is a president always just the motherfucking spokesman?
You know, the closest you might have had to some shit like that.
Like, motherfucker got a chicken joint, and they get the chicken and put him out on the corner to dance and get everybody to come buy the chicken, right? Is that the president? Does he ever go, nah, I'm not doing that shit. I'm going to do what I want to do. Or as always, the decisions are from you, 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 and you.
I tell you, though, the one motherfucker that did that shit, and that's why they don't like him, is Trump.
Yep.
Trump winning that motherfucker. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And fuck what you talking about. Fuck what you talking about.
Trump is a businessman. You get that's the difference of a politician and a nigga who know how to make bread. You get me?
Money.
Oh, the shit y'all talking about? That ain't finna make me no money. This is. So I'm gonna go with this. You get me? I mean, that's the type, but I'm talking about as far as these motherfuckers who get, they get out here, they campaign, they shake the hands, kiss the babies. You know, I'm my own motherfucker. But literally, when you get in office, you have no decision making, right? You just basically take the ideas of what everybody throwing at you and what? Choose what's the best one.
No, you pretty much the motherfuckers that's making them campaign donations got carte blanche. So if I got an oil company,
it's that Sorrel dude.
That's what I'm saying. Think
exactly.
About, think about it, Royal. If I got an oil company and I'm dumping that shit off the coast of Mexico somewhere on the low in the little motherfucking river somewhere, hey man, I don't need them snooping around on my shit, homie. So I'm gonna give you this $2 million for your campaign, which ultimately goes to their pockets, right?
That's why I say, man, shit don't ever work out for the like.
But a common man,
come on, man.
It goes from the top to the bottom as a common man. Like, how many of us got homies that work at a warehouse? Not the president, but he'll sell you something out the back. It always goes down to money, even in the streets, all the way to the White House. You know what I mean? The White House, they start, like you said, they start taking money, and now they can't move because motherfuckers got them on different things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Motherfuckers doing all kind of shit and they're sniffing cocaine, doing all kind of shit.
That nigga said
that. Like, you at the White House, why not?
Yeah, my boy Too Short said it. He said, what are you doing in the White House if you're not selling cocaine? You know, hey, so let me ask you this, bro. Do you think Latinos have been programmed to vote Democratic for a whole bunch of years like black people? Because I know we've been short of fuck programmed.
Man, we've been programmed unbelievably. They did a couple little things. They never do nothing. They come and they try to speak a little bit of Spanish. The Mexicans get excited, and they want to vote for that dude because he's just like us, you know. And they start speaking, and it's nonsense, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's been a whole.
You said about selling cocaine. America's selling fentanyl right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You could have stopped all that. They're letting that. All they gotta do is go kill a few people and people stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know what though, bro? I truly believe that the American government has had a hand in the drug trade worldwide for years.
Oh yeah.
Think about it. Like, you know, we went over there. How many motherfuckers you don't seen us go to Iraq and kill? We killed Bin Laden. We killed the other motherfucker. They killed Gaddafi, right? It was over in Africa, right? All of those people had what? Allegedly, all of those people had inroads to the drug game, right? Think about it, bro. How the hell is we funding all this shit and punking the whole world, dog? That's like some global D-boy shit to me. You know, hopefully I don't get pulled up, snatched up in some black van or some shit coming over talking all this shit, but it's the truth. When you think about it, right, like they just had the, you know, they finally put it on TV, the Snowfall shit, right? Which is really how Freeway Rick, one of the biggest ballers in L.A., got the sack. You know what I mean? He had the best prices and shit back in the day because he had a motherfucker from over there giving him the dope that was funding the motherfucking war, who I just found out the day was possibly Oliver North, the nigga that played Teddy in the movie,
mm-hmm.
the TV show. You know, so they don't have a hand in doing all that. And what is it? How come you don't never see no epidemics in the fucking white community? You know, they do all kind of shit over there, right? But you never hear about, oh, such and such daughter OD'd on crack, or oh, such and such daughter, you know, now it becomes a big deal when it starts impacting their community, the opiate shit. You feel what I mean? The opiate crisis they got with the heroin, the pills, and all this shit, man. So I believe the government has a hand in all this shit. They get money, they tax and all that shit, man. I can't take a shit without the government not knowing. They know everything, dog. They know everything we're doing. You ever notice when you're on your cell phone, bro, think about when you're on your cell phone and you might have been at a car dealership that day. When you go home and you looking at some shit, you go see all car ads that day.
Yep.
If you in a motherfucking Albertsons going grocery shopping, look at your phone next time, dog.
Turn that GPS off.
They tracking every fucking thing that we doing, dog.
Turn your fucking GPS off.
Even CH, you don't believe in the conspiracy.
Turn that off a long time.
Exactly.
But it's still fighting.
That's why,
though.
Because when you in that area, your GPS knowing, oh, this nigga just came from the grocery store. Oh, he was next to the grocery store. So now,
we going,
yeah.
He still called me earlier, and all of a sudden I started getting ads from Budweiser.
Oh shit, hell yeah. Maybe that motherfucker playing to somebody. Maybe
in the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib, Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I don't follow a lot of shit, man.
Man, they put a transgender on the beer.
Why?
Well, they lost to everybody. Nobody wants to drink at any bars. All the executives just...
See, that's...
And that's what happened.
You know what it is? Motherfuckers is doing too much. It's too many people trying to appease everybody. Hey, if you remember, because me and you both 70s motherfuckers. Man, you too, Royal Rock?
I don't get, like... like, nobody has a... Like, personally... To each his own, right? To each his own. You do what the fuck you want to do. But I don't know why the situation is feeling like...
You know what I think? Budweiser needs to sponsor the show. So we could put Budweiser...
Oh, we fuck with Miller Lite. Yeah. Miller Lite is one of our sponsors, so we would have to...
Man, you can't... I mean, what? Did they feel like... Did they hire a transgender? Anheuser-Busch? No.
Yeah. They hired someone that wanted to be woke from the White House, like a lady.
Right.
She came and said, "You got to connect to the people," and this was her big plan.
Done.
See, you know what my thing is, bro. I have no problem with it.
But you got to stop thinking like. This is the new format. Like, my grandfather's still here. My grandmother, you get me? I don't, again.
We wouldn't be here.
No disrespect. No disrespect into each his own. None, you get me? I have no problem with gay people, transgender, nothing. I'm not homophobic. I will shake your hand, give you a pound. How you doing today? Not like no problem, but
you can't like the thing is this right?
Tradition is tradition. I'm just saying, and nobody wants to be like, oh, we want to include y'all. We don't want to, you know, have y'all. That's not it. It's just like me with when it comes to making records. I got to consider my foundation before anything. I got to consider the people who put me here before I go, let me try some new fucking shit, okay? I got to
consider.
You got to consider your foundation and the people who have put you in the situation to become who you are. So I don't know why they felt like, let's just do this because what? They're the majority now?
Well, they fucked themselves.
I don't want... No, I'm saying for the person who told them, let's run with this campaign. Did they feel like this campaign and this whatever, that they are the majority of the people?
With the administration and White House, they went all the way up to there. Like, they've been putting these in women's sports and all kind of crazy stuff. You know, they've been doing all this nonsense, you know? So, I mean, it's just...
I don't get that move. And for somebody as big as...
Them.
As them to feel that...
You're the Christmas beer. Every year, the big old whores. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what happened to the Clydesdales?
They try to bring it back to... They try to show all these beer in front of all these American big...
Oh, no, now you have spooked me.
Hey, hold on, hey. Sponsored by Miller. You feel what I'm saying? Nothing on the cover, man, just a plain, a fine Pilsner beer. That's all motherfuckers want to see. You got to understand who your base of people is, right? More motherfuckers in middle America drink beer than any place probably on the fucking planet, right? We got to stop trying to shove our lifestyle in each other's face, dog. If you like getting your nipples licked and you a heterosexual man, that don't mean you got to be in front of the motherfucking cameras getting your nipples licked. Whatever happened to some shit just standing in the motherfucking bedroom, dog? Whatever it is you do, do your thing. I don't give a fuck what you do. You
know what? And
what I was going to say earlier when he was talking about this beer and all this stuff, they went, let me tell you how crazy you said about Latinos and us Mexicans being overlooked on everything. Look, we've even got looked over on all TV shows and even though we're the majority of people on the West Coast, they even put, even the beer, they put gays and transgenders in every TV show now, but no Mexicans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ain't a whole bunch of black people on that motherfucker either, dog.
They'll put the black guy as the gay dude on the show. But they won't have no Mexicans.
Real talk.
You know? It's crazy.
Well, how come, hold on. Now what you talking about now, you talked about the demasculization of the black male and Latino. But listen what I'm saying, right?
I didn't go that far.
If you ever noticed, but look at this, though, eight. All the people they had on TV back in the day, like James Evans was what? Strong black father. Didn't take no shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cuss the motherfucking gangsters out. Nigga, you ain't coming over here fucking with my daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had a certain motherfucker that was on there, right? Now, you see this black dude. How many thugs have you seen on TV, black thugs, and they put somewhere in the storyline they was gay, like they had the show Chicago, right? The one brother, I forget the actor's name, but he quit the show. Well, he got kicked off the show because she wanted to make him come back next season as a dude that was fucking with a transgender person, right? He said, no, I'm not doing that. That's not what I signed up for. You didn't tell me about that shit. I'm not doing it. He gets fired off the show. Had that been a nigga telling a girl, hey, you go have to sleep with this dude, or a white, especially a white woman, you go have to sleep with this dude, she could have been like, no, I don't do that. She couldn't have got fired. They'd have raised all kind of hell. But you can kick this man off the show because you don't want him kissing another nigga in the mouth.
But check this out. They got white dudes playing Mexicans.
It's real shit. Shows. It's real
you
shit.
You never have no white guy playing a black dude.
Oh, that's impossible.
Soul man, soul man. But that they even have Oriental shows. It was all Orientals, but not Mexicans.
Yeah, they got a gang of. They got a gang of Asian shows now. I look on. You look on Netflix. I was just talking about this last night, and I was like, since the Squid Game show. There's a lot of Orient.
A newer one.
I watched that about the games and they
my
rest.
My daughter-in-law told me about to watch it.
I forgot. I've been watching it. They got that.
That's some pretty good shows.
Real now?
They got that.
No, they're trying to make it real.
The movie. Real life. The movie that won.
The one that won the Oscars and all that.
That's a lot of Asians in it. I watched the program last night. It's called Beef.
Yeah,
that's all Asians.
Yeah. You know
in
what
it,
though,
so.
Dog? I don't got no. I don't got no problem with.
No,
that.
No. We not prejudiced or it's not none of that. Like I said. I've met so many diverse people in my career. I mean, from Mexicans to some blacks to whites to Asians. I mean, there's a lot of cool motherfuckers if you really you get me. I've met a lot of cool motherfuckers, but you know, in situations that we control that we can't control, you know what I'm saying? It's always gonna be a pushed agenda when it comes from them. You get
that's
me?
That's why we need our own shit, Royal. You know, one thing about it is necessary that you had the BETs of the world. Mm-hmm. It's necessary that you had the Telemundos and, you know, different places. That's why it's important as what we do as artists, man, and creators. We need to make our own shit, dog.
But that was a slick one. You threw Telemundo. Telemundo's cool, but it's not English. We're Chicanos. There's German.
Okay, I got to see. You gave me on some shit.
Still normal. They're not speaking African. They're speaking...
Well, the thing is, I'm African American, but I'm not African. I can't speak one language in Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I can't speak one of Africa's languages, even though I think that would be cool to learn. At least you still know your native language.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm Nigerian. I'm from the Igbo tribe. I know all that, but I can't speak our language over there. I don't know. At least you
from
still
that
got
new wrestlers
that.
Wrestlers tribe that.
At least you still got that, homeboy. You know, it's a lot of stuff in this country, though, man, that's kind of going backwards. And again, do what you want to do, man, but everything ain't meant for public display all the time. Yeah. It's motherfuckers in there into all kind of freaky shit that's not gay. There's motherfuckers in there into some weird shit. Some motherfuckers like doodling them, like motherfuckers shitting on them. Some people like people to piss on them. Some people want to be spit on and beat on.
I know a lot of strippers, they tell me crazy stories. There's dudes that go in there to have them step on their balls with high heels.
Yeah.
Hey, girls, $300. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, what you're not going to do, you're not going to see a dude on the sidewalk out there when you walk outside getting his nuts stumped on. He's going to jail. We got to stop trying to enforce shit on everything ain't meant for public consumption. What you do in your bedroom is your business. Mm-hmm. Now motherfuckers want to put that out there. And if you say something about it, oh, you're a racist. Or you're prejudiced. No, it don't mean I'm racist or prejudiced. I just don't want to see that shit.
Exactly.
And I don't want my nieces and my nephews, if I had grandchildren, I wouldn't want them at home watching TV. Now you got to explain some shit way earlier than you plan to.
You guys know the craziest thing, hey? We were talking about the TV shows and everyone got to, they always have to have one gay or trans in the show now.
Right.
The craziest thing that's weird to me is, have you ever noticed, and I try not to notice, but like we said, we're watching a show. They'll have a sex scene with a trans or gay more crazy than a straight sex scene.
Yeah, you now you got that? Yeah,
they'll
and now you
in the mouth all crazy and do all you see all kind of reactions.
Now check this out though, bro. You got grandchildren, right?
Yep.
How old are your grandchildren?
8 and 4.
Okay, so you sitting at home with your 8-year-old grandchild.
Oh, you're
some shit pop, some shit pop on TV, and now all of a sudden you got the kid looking at you like, Grandpa, what the fuck is going on?
I got a crazy story in that one.
Let me hear.
I was watching the Muppet Babies. And I, no big deal. My little granddaughter put it on. She gets all excited. The music's all loud, pumping. And all of a sudden, Gonzo now is a transgender.
So they don't made the Muppet a damn transgender.
Yeah. Gonzo. He said they were going to have a ball. And all of a sudden, he starts crying. And the fairy godmother comes, what's wrong, Gonzo? Oh, they're going to have a ball. And I want to wear makeup. And I want to have a dress, but they're going to laugh at me. Don't worry, Gonzo. I'm like, what the hell? I'm watching this clearly. And I'm like, all of a sudden, she goes, boom. And she goes, remember, it was a Cinderella ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, remember, you have to be home by 12 o'clock or it all you're going to be back to normal.
You're going
to
turn back into a man.
So she puts him on a dress.
If he was a man, he's a fucking Muppet. That's crazy.
They put him on a dress. And then she covers his face like in a face mask so you don't notice who he is. You know, because Gonzo got that big old honker. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they covered up. He goes to the thing, and they're at the ball, and they're having a boring time. They don't know what to do. They're like, oh. So Gonzo, they don't know it's Gonzo, right? He's not a he. He's not a her. He's a something.
He's a they.
Yeah. He goes, I got an idea, guys. And he brings out a colorful dance floor. Like the 70s. Mm-hmm. And he goes, let's do this dance. And they're all getting excited and they're having the best time of their life. And then it's 12. He goes, I gotta go. And he disappears. And the next day they're at the sandbox and he starts crying again. Ooh. Because they're like, that day was great. He had all kind of dances and okay. They were all excited about that person. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to say who they said person. He said, who is Well, he was, so he cried again, and Frank Garman said, what? He goes, I want to tell him it was me. So she puts him back in his dress and everything, and he tells him, the person last night was me. And they all start clapping for him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Man, this shit is crazy.
And I'm like, no kids? I've never seen no sex.
My thing is, this is
sex in any kids.
This thing. Is what my thing is about that. Because they're gonna say that who says that a kid shouldn't see that, right? That's gonna be their argument. Because they claim, like, why shouldn't a kid have the choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of being
whatever they want.
Right.
I'm gonna say
I have a problem, like I don't understand what's the push at the children for that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I understand as a mature adult, you have the choice to be whoever you want to be, whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I had a son. You get me? Was raising him, whatever, you know. And it was present, the LG, you know, it was present. But, you know, I made it a point that, you know, my son watched football on Sundays. I made it a point that, you know, he participated in sports. You know, I don't know. I didn't give, you know, as a father, I had a son. So it wasn't like, when my son was born, I automatically went, oh, if he wants to dress up like a little girl when whatever, whatever, then I'm all for it. Me as a man and as a father said, that's my son. So he's going to do boy stuff.
Shit different.
You get me? I didn't, it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to give him the choice. Like, so on Christmas, I'm going to go buy a boy doll and a girl doll and give him the choice of what he wants to play with. You get me? I didn't, on his birthday, buy him a blue bike and a pink bike and go, which one you want to ride? You want to ride the one with the straight bar, or do you want to run ride the one with the basket and the bar that goes down? You get me? I roll my sister bike sometimes. Shit, I ain't gonna lie. But still, I didn't, and not like you gonna be a man or I'm gonna fuck you up.
I just followed the natural order of things.
Well, I just.
That's what I was gonna say. I didn't want to cut our show and your conversations.
Right.
But some people might get offended, and they shouldn't, because we're just telling the man's side of being.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to offend nobody who.
They are sensitive.
I mean, because nowadays, you have two men or two women raising children. You get me? And, of course, they are going to be objective to, oh, well, I'm not going to raise my child to feel like.
It's almost like they pressing the little kids to be gay.
Like, no, but to them, I guess because they are, and what they went through growing up, you get me? Because let's face it, you knew some kids when you went to school and high school and whatever who were gay, right? Yeah. We all did. Okay, so did we fuck with them? No. We didn't tease them or whatever. Did they get teased or fucked with? Probably. Okay. So to them, it leaves a bad taste in their mouth on how they want to raise their children. Because let's face it, two men together, two women together. Okay. So the premonition is automatically for their kid, I'm going to raise my kid with the open opinion that you can be what the fuck you want to be. You get me? If it's a little boy and it's two women, I'm not going to raise you necessarily to go, you got to play football, you got to wear, you get me? No, because at 5 or 6 years old, if he comes in and go, oh, I want to put on some pink shorts and a Cinderella shirt, they're going to dress him in that. You get me? So I just don't understand why it's like, I have nothing against it.
You know,
like,
drama must be happening at school when the poor little kid comes in a pink dress. You know, I don't care what they're going to say, it's wrong, but he's going to get teased.
But
you know what I'm saying? You know,
but why? But why is the? But why is the fucking? Why is the kid in the fifth or sixth grade or whatever grade you are? Why are they deciding, oh, I want to go to school in a pink dress today?
It ain't just them they allowed to wear dresses. Listen to this. Washington passed a bill allowing the whereabouts of children to be hidden from parents who don't consent to gender transition surgeries. Washington State Senator Marco Elias announced on Twitter that his state Senate passed SB 5599, a bill that would give the state government the power to take children away from their parents if the parents do not consent to the child's gender transition surgery. In early March at that point, the bill was headed to the House. It just passed the House and is now headed back to the Senate for consideration of the changes made.
All Democrats signed.
Yeah, check this out. Elias, the sponsor of the bill, cheering the bill's passage, said, "Tonight, we passed number SB 5599 to ensure at-risk youth have access to shelter while seeking things."
You know, a kid from 12, 15-year-old, we were all there at that ages, and you don't know shit. You know, you think you know shit, so these kids are going to cry to their teacher, and the government will come take the kid, and when you ask, "Where's my kid?" they don't got to tell you anything. That's crazy.
I just, you know, because as a 12 or 15-year-old kid, excuse my language, but I wanted pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't, listen, I just, I you get me? Like,
listen to this shit, though, man.
But imagine you're looking for your kid, and the police, nobody will tell you where your kid's at. That's
because,
this is what he said.
Because I want to stop my daughter from becoming a man, or I want to stop my son from becoming a woman at fucking 12 years old.
Okay, listen to what this shit say. "Tonight we passed SB 5599 to ensure at-risk youth have access to shelter when seeking gender-affirming or reproductive care. Trans youth have been under a nationwide attack, but hashtag WA Leg continues to fight for trans rights." Katie Descovore, a journalist in Washington, posted about the bill as well, saying, "Last night, Washington Bates, you know, passed this bill. All Democrats voted yes, and all Republicans voted no."
And you know what? I'm going to say like this for my people. Fuck that shit. Transgender is not even 1% of this country, of our people. They don't give a fuck about it. We got little 8-year-old girls getting raped by 67 men. And they're not even talking about it on the news.
Ain't talking about it. The first time I heard something about it was when you told me right now, which is fucked up.
Ain't no one talking about one transgender gets bullied, and they're going to cry about that, but an 8-year-old girl gets raped by 67 men at the border? That's fucking... And they got thousands. There's like 200,000 people coming across. Half of them are kids. They don't even know where the kids are at. So imagine what's happening.
Yeah, but that's something they not... We don't
care about transgender.
You got their mic. I don't care about that shit at the... Because that's something that we don't want reflected on us, because you get me?
Well, that's the administration. They're
Our administration is going to represent...
They also said, if you say you're trans at the border, they automatically bring you over. Gay or gender, that was yesterday news, that they're letting them come across. They're telling the people to say that at the border.
Wow, and then, you know, the House Republicans, they just passed a bill to ban transgender women and girls from school.
School or sports.
You know what? Sports. No, it's sports. You see, they put it as a headline.
Wrong.
And now what they try to do is cut the sports part off because they want to, you know, say, oh.
School.
Yeah, you ban the people. Because people don't read shit, right?
Yeah.
And they automatically jump to the conclusion, oh, they not letting the girls go to school or whatever. You know, my thing is this, bro. And me and Glass has had a conversation about this, bro. If you're gay, if you want to be a man and you want to be a woman, that's your business. That's your business. But let's stop putting this shit in front of the kids, dog.
And you know what?
And let's keep traditional superheroes. No, but listen, dog, and I ain't trying to, man, you know what, dog?
I can't talk about all this. I can't talk about me and H's big old concert, Global Theater, May 6th. Naked women on stage. Women.
There you go. Be careful. You'll get canceled, man. You go fuck around and get canceled.
I get it, Kel. There's going to be Miss Sancha there. There's going to be a lot of bi women, gay women, and I'm lesbian. So it's perfect.
Official.
You know what the thing is, though, bro? The thing is this, man. We don't got way too sensitive in this motherfucking country, dog, to where... You almost, man, you know I had a motherfucker in the car tell me one time, an Uber driver I had, dog. You know this motherfucker told me, he asked me, he said, he just volunteered to me, yeah, I'm happily, me and my husband have been married for 2 years. I'm like, they're trying to fuck with my phone. I'm like, man, I ain't asked you about you. Just take me to where the fuck I'm going, right?
Invite you over.
Just take me to where the fuck I'm going. And he said, and I said, that's very nice. I'm happy for you. He says, oh, you look like you don't like that. I said, honestly, my man, I don't give a fuck who you got married to. Just take me to where I'm running late for a meeting. He tells me, you're a racist. I no longer want to continue this ride. And pulls over and kicked me out the motherfucking car. Hey, I didn't ask this motherfucker who he's married to. I don't give a fuck.
He put you a bad thing on your thing and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, they be feeling like, you know, they fought so hard, you know, like a motherfucker that fought with for civil rights or the slavery shit or whatever. They feel like they done fought so hard to be recognized that they want to be considered like just normal motherfuckers.
Well, they are normal people. And I'm telling people your habits.
And that's just not it. And then, you know, motherfuckers all want to be talkative and shit. And sometimes, you know, I have nothing against the shit.
Exactly.
But I don't want to be included.
30 minutes of this 20-minute.
I don't want to be included. You get me? So, you know, as a driver, still, as a rider, I just want to ride, man. You get
that's
me?
That's all I want to do.
I don't want to participate in the conversation. That's nice for you. I ain't got no conversation for you. Just, you know. But they get very offensive,
our
man.
Kids alone.
They get very offensive, man. So you got to tread. That's one motherfucking thing that motherfuckers know. You got to tread very lightly.
And we're gonna have them on our TV show.
Man, I'm telling you, when it comes, you got to tread real lightly when it comes to that click.
You know,
I'm telling you.
We still got a TV show called Obviously Racist coming out,
man.
Where I marry his black wife and he married
yes, and, stupid as fuck.
Yes, it's going to be time. We're going to patrol neighbors.
You the
neighbor.
We're
going to put him on there on the porch.
I'm good.
We end up living
in the same house and we argue and make jokes all day and our kids are always waiting to go to school and stuff.
That's cracking.
The funny part about the shit, he wound up marrying my ex and I wound up marrying his, right?
I'm his gardener and he's a mall cop. He's talking to my girl.
You the homie next door to drive the motherfucking UPS truck, right? Always beating the UPS truck, leaving in the morning. And we tell you what's up. You be like, fuck you. You always get with the finger like, fuck you.
But
you
always come up on sugar.
Our neighbor's going to be this white Border Patrol agent. And I'm illegal. He's trying to tell him every time he's behind me, like, look at him. But all the Border Patrol agent sees is still robbing his house.
That's cracking.
Obviously racist. Hopefully coming to Hulu soon. We got to get writing on that, homie.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Fortunately, man, we live in the day of time where we can do any fucking thing we want to, man. Oh, yeah. You know, when we first started this podcast, man, we didn't have no situation that we just got together because we wanted to do it. You know, it was something I had in my head I wanted to do, so I got cracking on it, man. Right now, we got the ability to make our own fucking movies if we want to, dog. And ain't got to put no, you could put all Mexicans in if you want to.
All Mexicans.
All Mexicans. And we're
going to put eight on there so we could disclaim all kind of stuff.
But, you know, you come to time, man, and this is how I honestly feel about shit, man. If you don't like certain shit, don't look at it.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like people always want to come in. This show doesn't have, we need to put more, you know, LGBT people in here. You have to do how the world is represented. I don't have a problem with a gay person being the thing. As long as he's a gay character, it's like I looked at it now, they're about to turn Robin gay. That was with Batman and Robin. They're about to make him a gay character, right? Or his son a gay character. It's just too much going on right now, man. And why should you have to explain this shit to some kids from some cartoons, dog?
You know what you know what you two guys sound like today?
What's that?
Like the white man. I got a black friend.
Oh no, dog. It ain't even like that.
We're cool.
We actually got an LGBT show on the network, dog. Eat my taco.
Eat my taco.
Yeah, eat my taco. Them the homegirls right there. So I don't have a problem with nobody
doing that show because I'm a lesbian.
But let me ask y'all this. H, you got grandchildren, right?
No.
You don't have no grandkids, right?
Mm-mm.
You got little nieces and nephews, though, right?
Yeah.
If you come in there and they watching porn on the TV, you go turn it off, right?
Yeah.
You go say, what the hell y'all looking at and turn that shit off? It's the same thing with that. Kids don't need to be exposed. Let them little niggas go play with marbles and crayons and let little Katie play with her dresses and shit. And they decide when they get older.
But they feel like who says that's the right way? They're going for the foundation of shit to where they're saying like, well, who's to say that a kid should be playing with a truck if he's a boy, or a girl should be playing with dolls if she, you get me?
Man,
they feel like from the time a child is born, it should be a choice to what they want to be.
And then like, you have a choice.
I don't know.
Don't they got a choice? Obviously, if somebody grew up.
I mean, so no. And I'm just saying, like, you know, I was raised by a mother and father. You was, you know. That dates back to as long as we know, right? That's been the foundation of what, you know, God and life and all that. But they test that because they say, well, you know, because some people try to push the Bible on them and tell them, you know, this was written and God said this and God says that. And they go, says who? They go, says who? Who says who? Because we feel like this is who we are and this is who we should be. So I don't know. Like I said, I was raised to where you got a little boy, he should be playing football, playing with trucks. He should like pussy, girls. You go, if you got a little girl, you know, she should play with dolls, comb hair, wear little dresses, blah, blah, blah. Don't let dudes get no pussy. You get, that's what the raise, you know, I didn't know anyone or being raised or coming up as a kid as I was, I didn't see on TV where Tom and Bill was hugged up on the couch together. I saw the Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. I saw Good Times. Mm-hmm. I saw Brady Bunch. It was a man and a woman. You know, I saw shit like Three's Company, when it was two girls and a dude staying together, I was like, oh, that nigga finna be stroking both of them. I never thought like, oh, the two girls is finna hooked up and he finna be stroking Larry downstairs. You get me? I just was like, oh, this nigga got it going on. He living with two fucking broads. It's finna be cracking. That's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying?
For real, everybody's on the same shit, dog.
I just.
Well, guess what? Everyone was born from that same shit too, though.
That's what I'm saying, dog. And it's like,
did you know somebody when you were in that age group of, or 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, even when you turned 20, 21, you knew somebody was gay?
Now they turn this shit out. It's like, we got to know what gay was and all of that at the appropriate time. I wasn't no little kid worried about who the fuck was gay because I ain't know nothing about that shit.
I didn't either. Like I said, when I was born, I knew Super Friends, football. I didn't see Batman and Robin doing shit together. I didn't see, you get me? Mm-hmm. I saw Wonder Woman in the little panty suit. I was turned on. I wasn't fucking turned on by Batman's little drawers. You get me? I was turned on by Wonder Woman titties and the fucking.
I think every little kid, every little boy in the country, when he heard that dump 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 Wonder Woman and saw her running in slow motion up the street and them breasts bouncing up and down and that ass bouncing, you was like, God damn, Wonder Woman.
You get me?
We didn't have to wonder if she was a woman. You know? But see, you know what's crazy?
And again, no disrespect.
They won't like our conversation.
No disrespect to each his own. You can't get mad at someone's opinions and views, which is true.
They try to cancel us.
And that's not, and I don't understand that because, like, it gets to the point, like, if you're not on board with what we're pushing, then we're going to get everyone to just say fuck you. And to me, that's some fucked up shit.
It is. You know what, man? It's just like this. If I eat pork chops and y'all don't eat pork chops, oh well, fuck y'all if y'all don't eat pork. You eat this pork chop. It's like you almost trying to force a motherfucker into doing some shit he don't want to do.
Yeah, they forcing it.
It was like they and
the kids come, they just learned a lesson. You force someone like
my another, thing, my I've always said this. And I said it like this, like, you know, they don't like to be made fun of. they don't like, you know, when comedians do certain skits and all of that, but they fight so hard to have equal rights as a regular person,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was asking.
So
you
I ain't going
to school.
I
get my ass tore up in school, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? They should bag like a motherfucker.
Come on.
But to them, it's not seen as funny. Like, oh, Dave Chappelle or Martin or any comedian to get on stage and they'll talk about the broke nigga, or they'll talk about the female who fucking everybody, or they'll talk about the they'll stereotype the SA homies, or you know, it's done in comedian shows. Okay, but the minute you say something, you like, why is that? Why can't y'all be a part of the Mexican joke or the black joke or the Asian short joke or the motherfucking Asian who can't drive or
the three people? The,
why is that?
All
why?
The different races and all the in the '80s. Remember the comedians in the '80s?
Yeah.
You know you go to a bar and there's three guys: a black guy, a white guy, and a Arab. You know,
why do you feel that they think that we can't be a part of the joke? Why,
man? You know what I think, man? I think it's people reinforcing their insecurities, dog. And like you said, you might have had something happen. Every kid don't got, you know, like even with all we raising the whole generation of soft ass motherfuckers. Because if I was a little kid, if I came home and a motherfucker don't sock me in the face, she wouldn't go back up to the school talk about you got bullied. She'd be like, you whooped that motherfucker's ass.
Hey, this is the same thing in the hood was the cops that were bullied and beat up. Now they want to beat up everybody because they're cops. Same thing were happening was
it's the same shit, dog.
Like the overweight person, they had to take the jokes. They had to go through the frustrations of, you know what I'm saying? Now they feel like shit, being big is with it. You know, big girl or a big dude is like, I don't give a fuck. So, but you understand what I'm saying? They had to endure the jokes going through high school and you they have Biggie draws and, you know, they had to endure all the shit.
Because
but now it's
somebody for everybody, dog. The fat white girls got the brothers.
This motherfucker. I'm just saying, like, we've all had to endure or be the butt of the joke at one time. So I'm just curious to why
they gotta let everyone talk.
They are
and
especially if it's in a joke form. I don't understand why they get so offended, you know, and like, hey, shit, I was big one time. Shit, I went to the comedy place and the nigga had a field day on me. You get me? Like, that motherfucker whole show was about me. All I did was walk in and sit down, and that nigga changed his whole fucking program.
Man, I wear a size 8 3/4 hat. Well, I heard every head joke.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
fuck it, dog, is what it is. You know what I mean?
Fucking like, oh, nigga, I'm finna get you tonight, nigga. Let me just scrap my whole motherfucking line. This nigga walked in here with the biggest motherfucking. That motherfucking hat was like this when he came in here, motherfucker. You gotta endure it, right?
I'll be laughing like a motherfucker.
I'll be laughing. I'm not gonna take it personal. Yeah. So, if you're gay, do you go to a comedy club? Do you go to a comedy show? Do you subject yourself to be a punchline? Do you get offended by that? Because he talking about them. They black. He talking about them. They Mexican. He talking about them. They Asian. Like,
and if you a white boy going to a black comedy show, you gonna get roasted up in there.
Of course.
But you don't
see them go, oh, I went to the comedy show and that motherfucker got to lay it. All the Caucasian jokes was just throwing. Nigga, the slave jokes was going and the motherfucking small dick jokes was going. But you see the motherfucker right over there in the corner laughing like a motherfucker. That shit was funny as a motherfucker.
A comedian because he's bagging on me. That's what you there for.
So do they go willingly or do they go just to motherfucking boycott the show? because they know it's going to be some gay jokes told. They
probably pick and choose. Like, what's his name? Was it
like Dave they did Chappelle? With like they did with Dave? Yeah. They wanted him canceled, and he wanted. My thing is, okay, so y'all not a part of the jokes, like.
Well, you know what it is? It's one person in the building all the time that feels like he's just talking about her. Big, she don't know you.
But like, shit, if nigga, if you a fat motherfucker or whatever, and you walk into my comedy show, I'm finna get you. I'm finna get you from the time you walk through the door to the time you sit down. I'm finna go hard. But I don't, it's nothing personal. You get me? This is my stage presence. I'm here to make everybody in this motherfucker laugh. I might stay on you for 10 minutes and then go back to my regular program.
But motherfuckers are so sensitive nowadays, dog. Motherfuckers are sensitive. You say some shit, dog. They don't have your whole, you a racist.
Oh, you a racist, like motherfucker. You don't like us. I'm going to the network. I'm going to the people. Ban, shut you down. Fuck that shit. And
man, I'll bring a tequila on the next show, man.
I get it.
Bar at, man.
I mean, you know, it's a catch 22, I guess, for them, you know, because, you know. They want to be, recognized as being regular people, you get me? Which they are. You're regular people, you get me?
You know what, man? We better shut this one down, man. Yeah. We keep on talking the fuck around, get canceled. Man, eight don't be looking, at least eight, you still got your rap career, my nigga. I had to find me another shit. Motherfucking job and shit.
They're going to tell a motherfucker, don't you buy another motherfucking rap record and shit.
Oh, yeah, man. And man, I'd like to say thank you, man, to the homie Royal T for just stopping by today.
Stop by, getting ready for our new show, the All Man Show that we're about to do.
The All Man Show.
Oh man!
And we need to go ahead and break this out.
And we got the OnlyFans about to crack off in the back right here.
Yep. We're gonna need women. Ladies out there, man, we selling the pics, man, of eight for $100 a piece. So if y'all want to see them, eight, you actually got a lot of female fans, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you do. You actually got a lot of female fans. They come to me and think. Where is MC8 at? Like, I ain't came to see the motherfucking sidekick. Where 8 ass at?
What's 8 gonna do when his OnlyFans kicks off and it's all LBGs?
Try to stay working. I try to stay working, man. That's it, man. I'm trying to stay working, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, we thank y'all for tuning in.
Eat My Tacos. When's that gonna start? It's supposed to be start every Tuesday, no?
Yeah, Eat My Taco is out now, man. So y'all, they just dropped their first episode Friday. Drops every Tuesday. New episode will be out tomorrow. We got a whole bunch of good shit cracking, man. We got to get 8 going with the stash spot.
You got the stash spot?
We got all kind of shit going, man. So that's just it.
Got some movies
coming? Just got to stay working, man. That's the
show my.
That's the motto right now. There,
for sure.
That's from my China man right there.
For my people out there like to smoke, we got this. M33 Premium Pre-Rolls. It's a hybrid right here. Oh, y'all got them fused with them liquid diamonds and shit. Y'all was trying to get a motherfucker high. How high can a motherfucker get? I can't smoke that shit. They be smoking. No, I drink that shit. Y'all try these right here. See, this is for the people that like the nice little mids like me.
Soon.
The cats that like the mids like me. Hey, I don't know. Y'all smoke some motherfucking spaceship shit. Some shit they don't got off of the moon.
I'll do what I can, man.
I'll bring you some. My homie right there, they're going to have the first fortune cookie joints, pre-rolls at the cookies.
Yeah.
They're straight from China. These dudes are some of the top growers, and they've been doing the thing.
I'm going to try me one of these right here after this, after we finish this show right here. And you know what? We out of here. We'll see y'all next week.
Oh, man.
Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find a purple mic on the front of your screen, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and rating. Executive producers for the Gangsta Chronicles podcast are Norman Steele, James McDonald, and Aaron MCA Tyler. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt, and our audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangsta Chronicles is a production of iHeart Media Network and the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeart Radio, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears.
real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.